help at fundraisers. Your community needs you. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you make that difference? Will you answer the call? Brought to you by the National Volunteer Firefighter Recruitment Center, a program service of the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance. For more information on how you can help and make a difference, visit www.nvfrc.org. That's www.nvfrc.org.
Hi, Solar Sandy here. Currently, you're buying expensive power from your power company, paying fees, taxes, and all kinds of charges for your electricity. I want you to save money on a bill you're already spending too much on, and it's going to keep going up. To get saving with solar, fill out my kilowatt worksheet, and then I come to your house to show you how many panels you need and how much PYOP, producing your own power, will save you. No more high electric bills. It's really quite simple. Now you produce your own power and pay less for it. Go to my website, AskSolarSandy.com. That's AskSolarSandy.com.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Tong America, and Merry Christmas. This is your Panzer Group leader, Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian. For even though we seek peace, love, and security during the Christmas holidays, just know that we are always a world at war. There are always alliances and treaties being signed, cabals being formed, and tyranny lurks in the shadows of every nation. Now tonight we'll cut real quick to Los Angeles. We have Bambi from the Playboy Mansion holding. Bambi, are you there tonight? Let's patch her through.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Bambi, and to all the beautiful ladies there at the Playboy Mansion in L.A. And what are your thoughts tonight about the country, and what are you thankful for?
Well, I think that we do need the wall. The girls, all we want the wall, just because it's not really the people that we're concerned about. It's the payments to the people. Our hard-earned money, I mean, we work hard in the mansion for our money, and
yes,
that money is going to, a lot of our taxes go to pay a lot of benefits that people, most Americans, have no idea how much money immigrants get. They get housing, they get schools, their kids go to the schools, they don't pay taxes, they get all kinds of real estate, like, you know, housing benefits, mm-hmm. and then they also get you know, financial aid. They attend the schools, and then they get college assistance for college. They get food, still, you know, food stamps, cell phones. I mean, it's amazing. And if you look at all that money that we pay them, and they haven't paid a dime into our system.
Yes.
And we could use, just think how much money could be spent for roads and keeping our schools safe. We really need to start making our schools safe.
Totally agree. You bunnies are very smart over there at the Playboy Mansion. And I bet
are.
It's all decked out for Christmas and the holidays. And I totally agree with you, Bambi, about we can't have these caravans come into America. If we let one or two of them in, we'll have a million or 2 million people at our Arizona border. Mark my words.
Yeah, we can't even help our veterans. You know, we can't even help our own people. We have people, Americans, that are homeless that need places to live. I mean, it's just, it's not the people, it's the payments and the burden. And then one last thing that I'd like to say is, you know, it's crazy here in California. Everyone's into litigation. And the case with the girl that died, you know, that's just another example of the cost that we're now going to have a lawsuit, and there's going to be more, and then just the cost to feed these people so that they can, you know, wait to see if they'll become citizens. That's a huge, huge cost
to
Americans.
It is. We can't afford all those tacos. My God. I mean, to feed millions of people, they come over here, and now they want $50,000. In American dollars to leave the southern border there in Tijuana. They have made that demand on the American taxpayers.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Absolutely crazy. And so when I'm at parties, you know, we entertain a lot at the mansion, and I ask people if they have any idea what, you know, what kind of benefits they get, and people have no idea. So they feel sorry for the people, and then they have no clue, you know, how much money that they can come in and get without ever paying a dime in taxes. So when they, you know, are, you know, sympathetic to these people, I tell them to pull out their paychecks and look at how much of their paycheck is going to these people.
Totally agree. Bambi, thank you so much for being gracious and calling us from the Playboy Mansion in L.A. tonight.
Well, the girls and I wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, and a safe holiday.
Yes, thank you so much, Bambi. Have a wonderful Christmas season.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much. Folks, you just never know who's going to call the Von Wiehent Show. While all that's going on, and we're all getting ready for the festivities, and there's lots of holiday parties and lots of good holiday cheer. While all this is going on, as I've advised you before, we are a world at war. Russian nuclear bombers have flown to Venezuela, and they can hit America in less than an hour with a nuclear strike.
5 years since Russia sent nuclear-capable bombers to Venezuela. Before that, they did so in 2008 when tensions were particularly high with the U.S. The Russian bomber crews arrived outside Caracas Monday after flying more than 6,000 miles. U.S. intelligence officials monitored the flight of the two supersonic Blackjack bombers as they took off from an airbase in Russia and flew over the North Pole and across the Atlantic to Venezuela. These are the same type of bombers which have launched cruise missiles into Syria. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo responded, quote, "The Russian and Venezuelan people should see this for what it is. Two corrupt governments squandering public funds and squelching liberty and freedom while their people suffer." The Venezuelan president was in Moscow last week. Today, the Kremlin rejected Secretary Pompeo's criticism, calling it undiplomatic, adding a swipe at the Pentagon, saying such criticism of Russian military movements is odd coming from a country, quote, half of whose military budget would be enough to feed the whole of Africa. Bill?
Back here at home, the president took some by surprise. He's calling for billions more in defense spending. How much more, Jennifer?
Well, the president met Defense Secretary Mattis and both Republican House and Senate Armed Services Chairman last week for lunch. That's when reports leaked out that the White House was seeking $750 billion for the 2020 Pentagon budget. A shocking figure when just last week the president said $700 billion was his top line. Weeks before, the president had demanded a 5% cut from all government agencies. A key achievement of his administration has been to rebuild the military after years of budget cuts.
That's right. The military has been gutted under Marxist Obama. Mattis may be gone. That's not the end of America. Just know that every cabinet official can be replaced. We love General Mad Dog Mattis. Just know that if he has problems with the president, then it's time for him to go. These things are very natural in D.C. and in Washington. Nothing to get overly concerned about, though. If you watch the liberal news on CNN, the Communist News Network, and other Marxist media outlets, they're making this sound like the end of the world, the sky is falling, etc. Don't buy into that. Just know that this is a dangerous world. And I think we've been over in Syria long enough. We've achieved many objectives there. there's nothing in writing that we have to be over in the Middle East for the next 100 years. There's many powerful people in Washington that want us in there because they're making money off these wars. They're making lots of money at your expense. So we are a world at war. Welcome to the American Nationalist Party. We are on the march all across America and during the holidays. Make no mistake about it. It's time to start the show.
What is thy bidding, my master?
There is a great disturbance in the force.
Show conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun too. Von Wiehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Hello, this is Adrian Hendricks.
And Jerry Hendricks of Save One More Now, Incorporated.
Please join us every Sunday at 8:30 a.m. on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Are you or someone you know in search of high-quality senior services? Then don't delay. Contact Glencroft Senior Living today at 623-939-9475. Glencroft Senior Living can assist you or your loved one with independent or assisted living options, HUD housing, as well as skilled nursing and rehab options. Don't wait. Call Glencroft Senior Living today at 623-939-9475 or find more info online at glencroft.com. That's G-L-E-N-C-R-O-F-T.com.
Coming up this week on Intelligence for Your Health, don't reach for caffeine when you need a pick-me-up. I'll tell you what scientists from Reading University suggest drinking instead. Join me, Connie Salica, Sunday nights at 9 on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Our proud sponsor of the show is the Arizona Gold Exchange. Now, Von Wehhunt is the most dangerous man in America today. A thought leader. A political hitman with hit-and-run tactics. I say, catch me if you can. Welcome to the American Nationalist Party headquarters. On the land of America, we are the ravenous lion. Hungry for the memory of a once great country that we want to make great again. In the sea, we are the most powerful riptide ocean current. Undetected to the naked eye as we hide in plain sight. And in the air, we are the Germanic god Thor's lightning bolts, which will lead the way for us through the darkness. For it is always darkest right before the new dawn. And we are the new vanguard of the American Republic. We are flesh for fantasy.
Hanging out for a body shot at night. In exchange, walking to the feet, all right. Oh, yeah. So, when will you call?
That's right. This is the Von Wehhunt production, episode 146 tonight, a cult classic with a star date of 12/20/2018. And tonight, this is the General Mattis Meltdown show special tonight, as he has resigned his office at the Pentagon. Let's get Matador in from his East Valley bunker. He's been wanting to say a few things about this and other issues. Matador, are you there tonight?
I'm here, General Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian. What an amazing show tonight. I tell you what, this is the Trump I've been waiting 2 years for.
Yes.
Now he pounded the desk. He says, I'll shut this government down. Now the House, 2 hours ago, just passed a $5.75 billion border wall with no strings attached. Now it's going to Chucky Schumer. Nancy Pelosi just had a meltdown and another facelift tonight. And now, isn't it so funny? Nancy Pelosi, Acosta, Mattis quit. We're having a meltdown. You know what? That guy is nothing but a big warmonger guy that wants to start all these wars. Like Trump said,
right.
ISIS is defeated in Syria, and they're the natural enemy of Russia and Turkey. Let them kill the rest. Let's come home and build new highways here. Spend the money on the infrastructure. I thought that's what all the Democrats wanted, you know? Let's get out
yes.
of these no-win silly wars. We're all coming home. Everybody now's on the Trump bandwagon. Everything's looking great, brother. God, he's going to destroy Chucky Schumer when he gets that 5.7. Tomorrow, Chuck's going to cave in. Him and Nancy said, you won't get a penny for that wall. Now all the Democrats are going to have a meltdown. Bobby De Niro is going to go nuts this
week. And how many facelifts has that witch Pelosi had? My God.
Her
lady looks like the living death.
Her eyes are bigger than an owl now. Her skin's been so stretched out.
Hideous. God,
it's a laughing stock.
And Matador, also, Trump campaign folks, as you well know, on draining the swamp. Look, we've been over there in the Middle East and Afghanistan for 17 or 18 years. Longest war, quote unquote, in American history. And part of draining the swamp, like he campaigned on, like he said, we're going to stop all these people profiteering. The war profiteers are part of the swamp in D.C. He's putting an end to all these guys that don't send their sons and daughters to Syria or Afghanistan. They stay in D.C. in private schools, and they exchange suitcases full of cash for defense contracts. This is what McCain and Flake were mad about. Trump is actually doing something. I mean, come on. Did we think he was going to be over there in Matador for the next 50 to 100 years? Come on.
Absolutely not. He is a nationalist. We support him 100%. I'll tell you what, Von Wehunt, he finally woke up again. The biggest medium out there is talk radio. It's not even close.
Damn right.
The second is the internet. The TV is just as big as garbage as Hollywood. People only watch it for the pretty face or some guy who tells me what to do. It is all talk radio. I tell you what, the three biggest shows on talk radio are Rush Limbaugh, Savage, and the Von Wehunt Show. And yours would be the biggest, brother, if you were on 5 days a week, 3 hours, if you had 15 hours.
We're working on that.
But I'll tell you what, buddy, your voice is getting to the White House. You don't think so? Trump has people listening to every single radio station. He is hearing the people calling out.
We support him.
He is coming home now saying, you know what I said to my friend? I said, Trump, he has turned the ship. He's got his stuff together because he will lose in a landslide if he doesn't give us the wall, if he doesn't stand up to Pelosi and Schumer. It's not that those people will vote for Biden or some other leftist communist. They'll just stay home. The good guys and women who finally decided to vote and those blue dogs and those independents, they just won't show up, and he'll lose all those swing states. He now knows if he gets this border funding wall, he will have the confidence to do anything he wants these next 2 years. You know what? Get rid of that 14th Amendment. Start mass deportations. The polls are consistently 70% of Americans want the wall built, want people deported. It's a fact. The only people that don't are the far left fringe. All independents, even moderate Democrats, the blue dogs working know it's terrible for their pocketbook.
Right.
Everybody wants that built. Finally, you know what's so sad? If the House would have done this 6 months ago, they would have kept 250 seats. You know, everybody would have showed up to vote if they would have already had this at the wall. If the wall was almost done built in the first 2 years, we would have won the House on a landslide.
That's right.
But they've learned their lesson now. Thank God Trump, like he said, he'll be golfing with Limbaugh down in Mar-a-Lago if he has to close this down. There's going to be no government shutdown, brother. Chucky Schumer's going to cave.
That's right.
Tomorrow.
And Matador, one thing, too, as we all know, and you and I have talked about this before, General Mattis, folks, is a fine general. We're not dissing him on the show. Fine man, fine family, great pedigree, great resume, and a warrior for America. But he is part of the Washington establishment. He is for these defense contracts. They want never-ending wars, which helps out their cronies, their friends. I'm not saying Mattis is doing that, but the people under him, the lobbyists, the congressmen. Look, folks, they all are into nepotism. The Rhino Republicans, they don't want to win or rule. They just want to be the loyal opposition. Remember that. Flake and McCain talk a big game. But even when McCain ran, he did not want to win the presidency. Your final thoughts, Matador?
I agree 100%. You know, Mattis is a fine man, but ever since 1960, when Eisenhower left, he said this whole place now is run by the government bureaucracy. Right. All these wars, like you said, we're building all these weapons. These guys perpetually, they have to keep in wars free. I say, let's send all their sons and daughters. You know, we need to rebuild this country. We need infrastructure in this country. You know, I mean, the highways or roadways are crumbling.
Yeah, we're in disrepair, man. I'm for America first, you know?
America, who cares?
Not Syria first, America first.
Who cares if Johnny Jihad can go to elementary school? How about your kids going to a great private school? They could all go for free. They could go to a $20,000
right.
a year for free, but no, they have to spend. And we just spent $10 billion to Latin America for some jobs program.
Waste of money.
But we can't find half of that amount to build the wall in America. It's a running joke. Let's take care of this country.
I agree. To hell with Syria. America first. No exceptions. You heard it straight from the Von Wiehunt Show. And I'll be back.
Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wiehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehunt is...
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis resigned Thursday after clashing with President Trump over the abrupt withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria and after 2 years of deep disagreements over America's role in the world. Correspondent Barbara Starr tells more.
So let's be very clear. He is being pushed out. He has been silent for days. He has not been seen around the Pentagon. And that might have been the first sign that he was thinking about what was happening here.
Mattis, perhaps the most respected foreign policy official in Trump's administration, will leave by the end of February. Well, NBC's affiliate in Philadelphia has been offline, giving television watchers in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware black screen during primetime hours tonight. Many viewers headed to social media to say NBC 10 has been offline since about 8 p.m., the outage affecting customers of Xfinity, Verizon Fios, and DirecTV. I'm Elliot Francis.
And for tonight, we'll have increasing cloudiness at a low of 48. Wrapping up the week Friday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 71. Mostly cloudy skies will clear Friday night with a low of 48. Saturday should be sunny with a high of 72. Sunday will end the weekend with plenty of sunshine and a high of 72. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 59 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Hi, this is Ken with Online Trading Academy Phoenix. Let's speak frankly. The stock market's near an all-time high. This is a hollow market driven higher only by the Federal Reserve and record margin debt, not the real economy. If you're serious about making money in the market, register for one of our half-day classes to learn how to create more income and protect and build wealth in just a few hours a day. Mention 1100 KFNX and get 2 free tickets, but seating is very limited, so call 8448-INCOME now.
Brand new on the Valley's Independent Talk radio station, The Bruce Nixon Show. Tune in to the most intellectually provocative radio broadcast in years and feast your mind on conversations of consequence as myself and guests unpack issues that matter most. Live from the Lifeboat Coffee radio studios at 7th Street and Dunlap in Phoenix, The Bruce Nixon Show delivers on a promise to get you off on a great start. Don't miss The Bruce Nixon Show, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. right here on AM 1100, the Valley's Independent Talk radio station.
Coming up this weekend on the John Tesh Radio Show, they say in real estate, the thing that matters most is location. Well, it turns out location matters a lot when it comes to love, too. I'm going to share a study that found being geographically undesirable could cost you your relationship. And do you feel emotional and more likely to cry when you fly? I'll tell you about a recent survey that found at least half of us do. This weekend on the John Tesh Radio Show, Saturday nights at 10, following the Talkin' One Rockin' Radio Show on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Promote exquisite immune and cardiovascular support with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Garlic Complex, featuring bear garlic and allicin. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447 or visit online at qnlabs.com.
The imperial march of our nationalist forces continues. And during this holiday season, never fear, we wish you all a very happy and safe and Merry Christmas during this holiday season. And yes, be proud, say Merry Christmas. I don't really care what the mainstream media or CNN or any other stupid Democrat have to say about it. If in doubt, just drive your car to the Arizona Gold Exchange.
Asked the girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I wanna be famous, a star on the screen. But you can do something in between. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
That's right, you can be a star at the Arizona Gold Exchange and just drive over there at 2535 East Bell Road. Are you worrying about your security and money in this perilous world and economy? Then get down to the Arizona Gold Exchange and buy the guns to protect your home and diversity into gold and silver to protect your home and financial portfolio. As you know, there is nothing like holding real gold and silver in your hands. And if you want to sell your precious metals, or if you have a family heirloom or a gun to sell, or any, or you know, some high-end jewelry, what better place than the Arizona Gold Exchange? Folks, they buy scrap jewelry and gold and silver and guns. It's a family-run business. They'll pay you top dollar, and they are there to assist you during the holidays and Christmas in your time of need. I call it the ecstasy of gold and how the West was won. That's the Arizona Gold Exchange. We'll get Brett the Surfer on now, and then we'll go to Paul the Gladiator. Brett surfing somewhere off the coast of Syria. Brett, are you there tonight?
How are you, Vaughn?
I'm doing great, man. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, sir.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners, man.
Thank you.
You know, the good news today is 5.7 was approved for the wall, right?
Right. Yeah, it's about time, huh? So,
yeah. That was really good to hear. And just getting ready for Christmas and getting everything together here.
I love winter in Arizona, man. To all my friends, I love it when it cools down and there's palm trees and mountains and you can have a change of clothing.
Yeah.
It's the best. The whole valley just blooms, man, during the holidays.
I hear it was 75 degrees there in Phoenix today.
Yeah, it warmed up a little bit. It did, but the morning was real crisp and cool. Felt Christmassy. It was great. Love it, man.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I think we're going in the right direction. I think it's a good thing. I don't know what Mattis. He's new world order, you know.
Good man. You know, he's like a good general. Government. I just feel that Trump made the right call. Look, Trump said he's going to drive people out of Washington, okay? And unfortunately, people like Mattis that have been there for 30, 40 years. If you're not towing the president's line, you're out. You're out. Hit the bricks, pal.
Yeah.
Time to go, general or private. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah,
it is what it
fired,
is.
Right?
We're the barbarian. We'll tell the generals where to go and how to get there.
We
love them, but you know what? It's time for change, and the people wanted change, and you know, during
that's
the last
exactly
election,
it.
So we're implementing it. And yes, change is difficult. It is a lot of people they don't like it, but by God, we've got to start somewhere. And if you don't, you know, we can't keep spending money in Syria for God's sakes. What a hellhole!
Yeah, and I mean, we're taking 7,000 troops out, which is good. I'm really glad to hear that, you know.
They've been over there for years, you know?
Yeah.
And all this crap about, the troops are angry. I think they'd probably be very happy to get back and see their families personally. Look, if things flare up over there, we can always redeploy. But, you know, it's time to bring them home for the holidays. I think 20 years is long enough.
Bring them home for the holidays. I'm hoping it's for a long time.
Me too.
And, you know, and one last thing, man, these markets are just crazy. I don't know. It's to see the market, what it's been doing this week.
Well, the Fed's been unsettling. Yeah, well, the Fed is, you know, they've upped the rate, and the Democrats in the mainstream media are ganging up on Trump, and they're doing everything they can to slow down this economy. They're trying to slow it down so it fails. Then they can blame Trump for it. It's all their agenda. You know, Brett, I've always said they will stab America in the back and run the country in the ground to score cheap political points. Your final thoughts, sir?
So true. So true. And, you know, one good thing, we've got McSally going into the Senate. So,
I guess we do. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's why you got to buy gold and silver at my sponsor, Arizona Gold Exchange. Diversify into gold and silver and buy some guns for your home, for God's sakes. Now, I was in there this week and they're flying off the shelves. So you will need that. God forbid that the Democrats get their civil war that they want. They'll be crawling through your window at 3 o'clock in the morning, Brett. Are you prepared?
I'm prepared. I got my gold, my guns, and surfboards.
Excellent.
I'm ready.
Hit him over the head with a surfboard, and we'll finish him off at the pass. Brett, thank you so much, sir. Have a great night.
All right, man. Love the show. All right, brother.
Thank you, sir. And let's get Paul the Gladiator on. End out this segment here. Paul, are you there?
I'm here.
North Valley compound.
Merry Christmas to all. And to
yes,
all
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, man, what an interesting week, huh?
It started out
on Monday with a presidential order from President Trump to invest over $100 billion in the urban cities, so all the neighborhoods surrounding downtown, which I kind of thought would have been nice if he did that maybe a week before the election, because every urban leader was around him at the White House when he was signing this presidential order and didn't even need Congress or Senate to do it. I just thought maybe if he did that a little earlier, we could have saved seats in the House, maybe kept it.
Right.
But then the last couple of days have played out, you know, just like a chess match.
It is, man. It's a D.C. chess match in... Look, Trump is a nationalist. He's got the Rhino Republicrats and the Marxist Democrats all ganging up on him. And we all know the mainstream media, though they will deny it, they're 99% Democrat Bolsheviks. They hate nationalists. They hate Trump. And the guy has got, he's made out of German steel. And thank God he's up there, because Hillary would already have us in 20 series all over the world.
Right.
That war witch.
I found it really timing being everything with Paul Ryan giving his speech as he walked away from politics today. And now that we have the new leader until the next session, maybe he will actually go and speak to the Senate leaders and say, look, you know, get this thing passed. Let's get the wall built. Who cares about the government shutdown? They're more concerned about the money for the wall. And, you know, not just give it to the Democrats, you know, and backstab, but give it to the Americans that voted for Trump to build that wall. That's what we said. We said build that wall, protect the border, fix our trade, have a trade war. Who cares? We're America. They need us more than we need them.
That's right. Trump's the great disruptor, folks. We did not elect a choir boy or an altar boy. We wanted him to be the bull in the china shop. This is exactly what we want.
Hey, look, he's running it like he's in a boardroom, like everything he wants done gets done. I get that. And he's, you know, it's taken a couple of years to learn the game. But that's okay, because we have 2 years left. We still hold the Senate. He's going to now submit some more judges for the Supreme Court. So that'll be a long, significant Supreme Court for anybody who's either nationalist, Republican, Tea Party, Libertarian. And the Democrats can't do anything about that.
Right.
And now we just got to see after the Senate votes tomorrow, hopefully we get this thing passed, we start building the wall, and we start kicking all these Hondurans off the wall right now.
That's right. Well, they demand from you, the American taxpayer, $50,000 a head. Look, there's communists over there that are the rabble-rousers on the border. They're the commissars of those people. It's a fact. And they are whipping them up, and they're trying to invade our country. And if we let that happen, we are going to have 3, 4, 5 million people up here by spring. You mark my words, Phoenix will be overrun. And so will San Diego, and so will L.A. If you think they're overrun now, you ain't seen nothing yet. Your final thoughts, Paul.
Well, I'll tell you what. We got the numbers are like 3,000 to 7,000 troops coming back.
Put them on the border.
Exactly. Let them come back. Let them come home for Christmas, spend New Year's.
Yes.
Get them at the border. Let's help them assist in the building of the wall and assisting and stopping anybody from trying to come across any open border.
Let's protect America's border and not Syria's border. President Trump, are you hearing me? We love you, sir. Thank you, Paul.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Heads Up Health is an app designed to help you take control of your health data so you can transform your health. Instantly link up Apple Health, Fitbit, MyFitnessPal, Garmin, and other cutting-edge health devices and apps. Connect your medical records from over 30,000 doctor's offices so you can see your entire health history in one place. Create your own personal dashboards and graphs with the metrics that matter most to you. Track your progress, see your results, and stay motivated on the path to optimal health and wellness. Learn more at headsuphealth.com.
Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
There's some things to learn from the discussion, which is to constantly be trying to improve or grow what it is you do in your portfolio and not just continue to replicate what it is you figured out how to do. I decided that what I needed to do was just continue trying to buy more and more partnerships.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m. Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com. MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com.
Do you have a business and want to reach people? Hi, I'm Carol Blonder, and you've heard me host my radio show, Networking Arizona, for over 10 years, and I've helped thousands of people do just that. Book a spot on my show to get the word out about what you do. Call me at 602-228-4629 or visit my website, networkingarizona.net. Networking Arizona, heard every Tuesday and Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Networking, it makes a difference.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
We wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Now, this week, Penny Marshall died of Laverne and Shirley, and she's right. We will make America great again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Heisenberg Incorporated.
Rest in peace, Penny Marshall. We will make our dreams come true. I don't care what the media says. I don't care what the Republicrats have to say, or the establishment in D.C., or the Marxist Democrats. You, the American people, are the future. You are a revolution. We don't need them to build the wall. Maybe some private masonry guys can go down to the border and just start building it right now. Get some people out there, some contractors. Let's have that being done while the cameras are rolling. Make them stop you building the wall for your own country. For if our country stabs the American people in the back, we no longer need our government in D.C., and they will be an enemy of the people if they're not careful with how they conduct themselves. That's why I say this to you, America. Want to get back at the uber-liberal Bolshevik media? You want to drive a stake into the heart of the Marxist Democrat Party, or that of demagogues like Maxine Waters, facelift Pelosi, Chucky Schumer, the globalists, or that weirdo George Soros New World Order guy. You want to make a very bold statement for the future? Well, hear me out. This is not for everybody, but it's really quite easy. I say this, make love, not war. Think about it. Make more babies in suburbia. Start a family in America, flyover country, in predominantly suburban America, because they hate it. Trust me when I say this. They hate it when you breed and start a family. They hate it when you procreate. They hate it when you make more babies for the country. Yes, it's tough being a parent, but the left is all about abortion, and they're all about white genocide, and they're all for diluting your race and your suburbia with more corporate crap like diversity training. And they discourage you from having children with their commercials, their movies, their music videos. The Democrats are pro-death, pro-abortion, or pro-life on my show. So you can scream all you want, but to really get their goat, have a baby, have a family, that one act pisses them off more than anything in this world. Because then they have another child they have to try and indoctrinate. Another nationalist child they have to try and brainwash. As they desperately foam at the mouth and they try to flip red states into Democrat Marxist blue states. And they desperately try to attack your jobs, your suburbs, America, your neighborhoods, your state, and your nation. And in the meantime, they have the gall to lecture you and say you're the dregs of society. You're the deplorables. You're the Nazis. Well, to hell with all of them. Again, the best way to drive a stake in the Marxist Democrat Party is really to be traditional. If you think about it, get married, have children. If you're on the fence, if you're with the right one, then do it. But don't do it if you're not ready. Don't do it if you're not sure. But think about that during the holidays as you're with your family. Because remember, every child that gets born in flyover country, the Democrats have one more potential enemy that they have to try and brainwash. And they will try in the schools. They will try from the pulpit. They will try everywhere they can. So just think about that as you're eating your holiday meals and turkey, because America is waking up, slow but sure. They're trying to discourage you with your Agenda 21 plans to move you all into tightly packed apartments where they can control you in the urban ghetto cities. They don't want you living in the country. They don't want you having a second or third home. They want to attack your wealth and then give it to Syria and Mexico and Latin America. They want to sap your energy, sap your wealth. This is the communist agenda. This is the Marxist and the Democrat agenda. If you analyze what they say, which I have, and many of you are coming along with me, I am miles ahead of you in thought. It's not because I'm any better, because I've been studying these issues for 20, 30 years. I've been studying my enemy very well. I know all their little tricks, and I will beat them at their own game. And you will, too, if you tune in and listen each week. For over the holidays, by all means, enjoy your family. But our theme song goes like this as we brace for 2019. It's our Celtic ballad I thought you would like. Yes, I have studied the enemy that is rallied against you. Trust me. Now, during the holidays, be safe. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy your parties. And they may call you the land of misfit toys, but I will leave you with this. God bless you all. Good night and Merry Christmas from the Von Weekend Show.
Wrong. No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
Where's here?
A sack full of joys for millions of girls and for millions of boys.
When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year.
A Jack in the Box waits for children to shout.
Wake up! Don't you know it's time?